Blog Talk Radio.
Great lineup today, but let's kick it off with the music.
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was a day. That's my Monday. I don't have to run today. Just another manic Monday. Hey, hey, wish it was a day.
And welcome to Manic Monday. It's Monday night, and this is when the manics come out, and we get to talk with Michelle Costa. What a weekend. We have some good feed talk. We got some good show talk. There's lots to talk about. But the chat room is filling up, so if you want to call in and talk to Big Brother, 347-237-5506.
It's July 15th, 2013, and the girls in the Big Brother house are just downright mean. The blondes are saying ugly things about other races, and people across the nation just want to put them in their places. So we gather here on the Manic Monday show with host Michelle Costa, just back from vacation and all aglow. Her special guests, Keith Henderson from Big Brother 13, will be here as well. So send out a tweet and tell all the friends that you can tell that we're about to start the show with our opinions and our views, and we'd love to hear what you are thinking about Big Brother 15, too. That's my little intro for today. I hope everyone is well and had a great weekend. Myself and Mr. Paul from Minnesota will be your co-host today, as always. We want to hear from you at 347-237-5506, so get those dialing fingers ready. Paul, how are you doing up there in Minnesota?
I'm floored. I'm sitting down. I'm amazed at your talents. What a poem. I'm even going to play back the archive to listen to that one.
Before we even get it started, before we bring up Michelle, I'm going to hit some buttons because I know we're going to have an epic show, so I'm going to start this off right. There's our spoiler alert, and
the views expressed by guests and callers into the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
There we go. There's our disclaimer. So, now, without further ado, let's bring up the wonderful, the beautiful, the lovely, the just back from vacation, all aglow, Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10. How are you, beautiful?
Holy crap, what an intro. That was awesome, Cherry. And you know what, Paul? I want to go back and listen to it right now. But no, wait till after the show is done because we're going to be talking BB15 and how despicable they keep being. I just don't get tell you, Paul, I'm thinking America should vote and they should air an after-school special. Anyone.
I'm telling you, how not to
maybe do a marathon. Maybe do a marathon. What do you think? Just to cover all the bases, seeing that they just are redonkulous. I'm glad you put the disclaimer up. Glad you did the spoiler, because tonight, once again, we're going to get crazy up in this biatch.
I knew it was coming, girl. I knew it was coming.
Let me tell you something.
We've got to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, first off, I want to say happy Manic Monday. I'd like to say hello to all the chat room. One, 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 one. Kisses, hugs, hugs, and kisses. And the listeners that are maybe just on the line to listen. Maybe you're just doing something, your daily routine, coming home from work. But I know you want to hear what we have to say. We have the amazing Keith Henderson from Big Brother 13 calling in, and he's got something to say. I don't know about you, but I want to know. I want to hear every last bit of it. Hopefully we can fit it into our timeline, seeing we've been doing such a great job of that, haven't we, Paul and Cherry?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've been kind of going all over the place, but you know, that's because what we're talking about, it's like a tree with branches and sticks and twigs and berries and all that crazy stuff. First off, I just want to say, let a bitch flip my bed. Let me repeat, let a bitch flip my bed.
Was that not horrible or what? I felt so bad. I wanted to crawl in the Big Brother house and just, first of all, hold her and just tell her, you know, I'm so here for you. And then I wanted to take that little girl, the little blonde, you know who I'm talking about, and take her in a separate room and just...
Turn the cameras off.
Yeah. First, turn the cameras off.
Turn the cameras off and...
And I'll stop right there.
Yeah.
Well, I have to...
Well, what is your thoughts? I need to know this.
I have to say I am still... somewhat surprised, but very pleased with CBS airing, you know, what they're airing. Being a feed watcher, a lot of times some good stuff and important stuff doesn't make it on the air. I did take note that before last night's episode, they had a full-page screen disclaimer about the show. I did see a smaller disclaimer at the start of Big Brother After Dark on TVGN. Back to the bed flipping episode, I did watch all of that on the feeds, what went down. The most impressive, biggest moment, most real moment that I've ever seen on Big Brother happened when Keith took Candace into the have-not room. They did
Howard,
show part of
you
that.
Mean Howard.
Who did I say?
You said Keith. I think you were thinking about our special guest.
Which I see is already on the switchboard, but he went into the...
That's why.
Howard went into that have-not room and was there probably a good half hour with her. And he just impressed me to no end. What a man he is.
Did you see the look on his face? He was holding back. He was like sitting there, like talking to himself, like, calm down, calm down, calm down. Like, because he was consoling her like he should have, and he did a great job. I totally agree with you. And he did a good job controlling himself by not going up back into that room and letting, you know, them know how he feels. I think that, you know, it showed a lot, too, when the diary room called him, and he was just in the mirror kind of like fighting the demons, like fighting them. I mean, you know what I was talking about. I saw it in the After Dark, so I'm sure you saw it in the live feeds, Paul.
Yep. I don't know how to put it in words how impressed I am with that man. He is amazing, and I don't know how to put it in words, but it was one of the best moments that I've ever witnessed in the Big Brother history of the feeds of Lots. So I just had to point that out.
I agree with you, Paul. Thanks for bringing that up, because that was definitely something I was going to bring up. I mean, I think it definitely, if you watched it, I'm glad that they aired. I don't know if they aired all of the Howard and Candace, but it just tugged at your heartstrings. And so I was just so glad that somebody could be there for her, because, like, Cherry, I wanted to just go into that house and just like cradle Candace, and, like, you know, like, I would have been feeling the same way. Like, I want to go back in there and own my ground, but they did the right thing by just, you know, don't feed into that shit, you know, don't give them what they want, because they weren't going to stop, you know, so. Yep. Those fucking bitches, I'll tell you what, I made the comment about it, and I had a lot of BB alumni when I said, let her flip my bed. And they were like, right, imagine if those girls were on BB10. Holy crap, Ola. I mean, we were fighting like animals. That would have brought it over and beyond. I mean, I would have been scared for everybody in that house. But, you know, and the fact she's like, I wouldn't sleep in that bed. And I was like, you were laying it.
With
like,
all those crabs. She said, with all those crabs. Like Candace has crabs or something.
That's what she had. She said crabs,
I
right?
Wait. I understand how you react to that. But it was earlier in this season where she was talking about having an episode of that herself. So it was kind of throwing something back on her that she shared personally. So.
Well, that's just horrible. But she was laying in it before she flipped the bed, so fucking joke's on her for staying that. Oh, I wouldn't lay in that bed with the crabs. But you did, stupid. You did. And she just flipped that little bed. Oh, she's such a freaking tough girl. You know, I'm just so disgusted by them. I mean, you just, I don't understand how they can keep going. And, you know, me, Cherry, and Paul, before we came on, I had told them that somebody got in contact with me on Twitter and sent this message, and I thought it was perfect. It said, let the Zingbot go in that house and give it to the girls, because, you know, the Zingbot don't hold back. And it would be zing, 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 zing. If you want to talk about good TV, CBS, everybody out there, you guys contact them and tell them it's time for the Zingbot to come into the Big Brother house.
Right.
What? Cherry, would that be fucking epic or what? Excuse my language. I'm on a roll today.
That's okay.
I'm on a roll.
Say the disclaimer. If you had been in that house, I know that things would have been cray-cray.
Cray, cray.
I mean, they would have been in a whole new world had Michelle Costa been in that house. They would have had a new thing coming.
I don't know.
We have a couple of your Big Brother alumni on the switchboard right now.
A couple, exactly.
We have a couple.
A couple.
I love surprises.
Somebody from
your
season actually is on the switchboard.
Yes. Okay, great.
Yeah, this is fun.
Yes, this is going to be very fun.
Would you like both to be brought up together?
Let's do one at a time. Let's make their entrances grand, because,
we'd love
to have them on the show.
Michelle, I need to tell you something. One of the original co-hosts on the Rad Reality Show is is a little pressed for time. She's going to pick up her boys, so I don't know if you want to switch the order or what.
So let's just start bringing them up.
Okay.
Okay. April, thank you so much for calling in tonight. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
April, my love button, my boo-boo. I didn't know you were going to call in. Surprise, surprise.
I know. I miss you. it's just so funny when you're like, right when you made that comment on Facebook, I'm like, oh my gosh, why couldn't she just be in our house for one day just to see how long she would last? She would be crying like a little bit, like leaving that house if she was faced with us.
They would be climbing the walls in the backyard 80 feet, and they would be scaling it, getting as far away from us as possible.
Yeah, there would have been a pool stick up her butt, like, rather quickly. So,
how
I know.
Whoa. Well, April, if you wouldn't mind, we have another lovely guest that is also a Big Brother alumni, and they're going to join us. So
okay.
I don't know if you've ever spoke with this person, but let's bring him up.
Okay, let's do this. Keith Henderson from Big Brother 13, thank you so much for calling in tonight to the Manic Monday Show. How are you?
Hey, good evening, everybody. It's wonderful. April, I've never met her, but she's so hot, though. I got to add that on.
Yeah. I ditto that. Ditto. April's hot. Keith, thank you so much for calling in. We already started the discussion. I mean, you know, April came on because I had put a message out like, let that bitch flip my bed, okay? And so, you know, what are your thoughts on everything that's been going on, Keith? I know April feels like these girls are disgusting. We know they are. Talk about what your thoughts are, because they are just disgusting.
It's a lot. It's a lot going on there. And I'm looking at it from a few different angles, from a few different perspectives. A, because I am African American. B, I look at it as in a professional standpoint, being a director of human resources. And it's definitely, and then the third, I look at it in the sense of just Big Brother. And I'll say, as an African American, it's definitely not acceptable what they're doing. But in what they're saying, but in the defense of the players, everybody knows that this is this country. We're all, you know, governed by the U.S. Constitution. It says freedom of speech. So everybody is, you know, every boy, girl, man, woman, you're free to speak your ideals and your views and your opinions to anybody that wants to listen. So there is a certain way to do those things, but racial slurs and things like that is definitely unacceptable.
Well, I mean, I'm sure April is familiar. I don't know about your season, but we did the old, good old school calling everybody bitches, sluts, assholes, dickheads, okay?
Uh-huh.
You know what? You're playing a game, and yes, there's going to be anger that comes out, but when you start talking racial slurs, homophobic slurs, bigots,
yes,
that is bringing a whole
yeah
different world into it. Why can't we call
totally
each other bitches anymore? I don't get it.
You're right, but then at the same time, and ladies and gentlemen, I don't justify anything that they're doing, but at the same time, they know, we all know, because we've been cast, we've been through the process of Big Brother cast, outlandish, you know, larger life personalities who are willing to say and do whatever, you know, whatever they have to do to make a TV show sell. So you look at the cast now. I think a lot of it has to do with the maturity level.
Maturity.
If you remember, in my cast, we had three African Americans in the cast, and never did anybody. Everybody, we had a more mature household, so it never got to arguing about racism and, you know, homosexual slurs and things like that. So you look at the maturity of the cast as well. So I'm definitely not for it. And I don't think that these kids should be expelled from the game. I think they should keep on playing, and when they get out of the house, then they'll get their just due when they come back to their towns and their communities and their jobs and things like that. They'll get their payment that way.
I don't think they should be kicked out. Do you, April? I think they should play the game
no
out and then let the
wrath, yep,
let the wrath,
yep,
get them on the way out, because they certainly
absolutely
will get them.
Absolutely.
And I think that's where it's going to really hit Erin really, really hard, is when she comes out of the house. Just because even
yeah
myself dating an African-American on my show and having that so public, you know, coming out of the house and having all of that, you know, aired for about millions and millions of people to see. You know, I had a lot of fans, I had a lot of backlash, but never did I use like any racial slurs or anything like that. And I still got a lot of backlash from it. So I can't even imagine what she is going to go through. I just cannot even imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I see how. Go ahead, Michelle.
No, go ahead, Keith. Go ahead. I'm just disgusted, you know, that, you know, we have to, actually be addressing this. You know, I mean, they haven't learned their lesson. I understand maybe they let it slip one time, but it just is continuous, continuous. And, you know, I was saying earlier before you guys came on, like, I think that this is, this should be the first time ever that they should air a marathon of after school specials. Back to back. Just keep it going.
I agree
I'm
with you, Michelle.
Go ahead.
No, I agree with Michelle that, you know, every once in a while you might get angry in the heat of the moment and say something that you would regret when it comes to a race or something like that. But when she's doing it on every race that's involved on the show and with malice, like it's so mean and full of maliciousness that's coming out of her mouth, that more than anything, I think her parents are going to be the ones that are just, you know, going to be so embarrassed. You know, while they're watching this, while they're sitting at home, and especially, you know, they probably have neighbors and friends, especially being in the South, that are African-American or Asian or whatever it might be. And then her family is the ones that really are going to get hit hard with all of these emotions.
I agree with you, April. And the other thing that I noticed is when they were trying to actually talk to her about her racial slurs, she got so defensive and actually acted like she didn't realize that what she was saying was mean and racially offensive.
Yeah. Right.
And
that's
I was wondering
if
she could really be saying these things and not realize that they were so offensive. Can somebody be that racist and not realize how bad it is? I mean, is she raised that way, and it's so embedded in her that she really doesn't realize what she's saying is so hurtful and so inappropriate.
I'm kind of clueless on that one. She kept saying, not only did she think, she said out of her own mouth, I'm not a racist. I didn't say anything that's racist. She kept saying that, like, are you serious right now? Like, are you totally thinking you're not saying anything that's, like, out of line? So I don't know, but I'm glad that Candace and Howard you know, they're able to accept that. I don't know per se what I would do if I was in the house with those kids. Cause the one thing is it's a personal thing. Like I'm offended by it, but at the same time I know how I am as a professional, what I've been through, and I sit really high. I'm held to a higher standard just on my job and in my life and the accomplishments. So the thing that she could say to me would just it's like just going one ear and out the other.
Well, they are definitely taking the high road and showing people that, you know, they are able to, you know, rise above that. And, I mean, they're certainly the ones who look so well
educated
on TV and educated and are
so
showing people how.
Educated.
Yes. And she's the one who looks so incredibly bad on TV. And I mean, I'm glad that CBS is not sweeping this under the rug and is showing everyone. I think it sets a good example for moms and dads to show kids how not to act. And you know, it does give an opportunity for people to open discussions, you know, around the households around America, you know, to start some discussions and say, you know, this is the kind of thing that you don't want to do that will happen to you if you act this way. And this girl has some real deep-seated issues that, you know, she really needs to look in a mirror and find out what's going on inside her that, you know. And her parents, I mean, as you said, they are as much at fault for a lot of this because this is deeply embedded in her because she seems to really not realize that.
And when she's saying it, do you ever see her? She has like that like smirk on her face. Like she knows. She's not like saying like, you know, when there's a comedy act or you're around friends and you say something and it's like joking, you know, and that could be for anything, for any type of race, bigotry, whatever it is. But she does this little smirky face, okay? And it freaking irks the crap out of me because she knows what she's doing, and she's just digging and digging and digging. And she has no problem with it. It's like, how does she go to bed at night? She's like, wakes up and like doesn't even think about it, you know? And she doesn't realize what she is doing to these people in the house. And I commend the people on the other end for how they've been acting, because I'll be honest with you, I would try to think game, but I'm such a like a personal I'm a heart, like I put my heart out there, that I really don't know what I would do if I was in that house, and I'll be honest with you. And so it kind of makes me afraid, because I don't want to minimize myself to them. But, like, this needs to be, like, stopped. And before you guys came on, I was saying that, you know, somebody had tweeted me that they think that the Zingbot should go in the house right now and maybe let them have a little bit of some zings. And I would be curious to see what he would be zinging them. What do you think about that, April? What would the Zingbot say to them?
I don't even know if there's words for her. I mean, that's how minimal she is to me. Like, I she's not even a great player. I mean, so I don't even know what I would say. I'm at a loss for words when there's someone that disgusting in the game. So, but I would surely like to see it. So maybe, you know, we need to give a little hint to CBS to bring in the Zingbot just so they can, you know, slam them girls. But again, I think it comes down to, like Kita said, it comes down to immaturity and then not being educated. And I kind of feel that some of them in the house come down to that, and I respect the other players, because like myself, Michelle, I play an emotional game as well. I'm a very emotional person, as people saw in our season. We both are, by, you know, the fights and things like that. So honestly, I give praise to everybody in the house that are dealing with them girls. And it's like I was back in high school again. I'm watching, I'm like, what is going on in here, you know? So, but, you know, I give them credit for, you know, raising above and saying, hey, you know, we can overcome this, whatever. It's just words to us. You know, she means nothing. So good for them. But I do have to go. I want to say I love you, Michelle. And it was good speaking to you, Keith, and everybody on the show. Thank you for having me.
I love you. I'm so glad to have you back. It's been a long time since you've been back on. We've missed you so much, and we love you. And we hope the babies, which are probably not babies anymore, and the family's doing well. So I love you, and thank you for calling in. Surprise.
Yes, and I'll call back. I'll call back when I get a little more time.
Please
okay,
do.
Love you, April.
Bye.
Take care, April.
Bye,
big hug.
Well, that was a great surprise.
Michelle. You have been part of the Rad Reality Show about as long as anybody, but April was on before you. It makes me feel so good to hear her voice. It's such a special time when April comes on.
Yeah, and it's great. And you know what? It's like I like to hear the different sides of, like, their house, because each of them have their own opinion of it. And each one of us can relate to it in a different way. And, you know, actually April did have so much to deal with. And so it's just, it's crazy that, you know, it's just a continuous thing. And the only thing we can do is keep talking about it to make awareness. And then I question, like, you know, they seem to be secluded, but maybe are we secluded from their life? That this is okay where they're from, and that to me is even scarier, that there's actually probably more than we realize people out there that think this way, you know, and more than what, you know, obviously would be definite. There's always going to be people that have their own opinion, but you know, I wanted to ask you, what was your thoughts on, which was my favorite part of the eviction on Thursday, was the awkward yet awesome Julie and Aaron question answer moment. Wasn't that trippy or what?
Yeah, it was, and she still didn't get it. She still didn't catch the
She still didn't get it. Oh my God.
It's just something going on there. I think it's just like April said, and I was saying earlier, it's just a whole maturity thing. That girl needs to grow up. And I was really excited about the season. And it's not just her. Everyone in the house is making, you know, it's a few of them that are just slurring. All they do on After Dark is just slur and just act stupid and just be, it's very, very crazy. And I was really excited about the season. Before I saw anything, if you just look at the cast picture, just like, wow, Big Brother's cast some fresh faces. All the girls are beautiful, and the guys look like they're ready to game. And then they get in the house, and now they're all, with the exception of, it's only a few, with the exception of Howard and Candace and McCray, and you know their focus is somewhere else. But then everybody else is just acting like an asshole, like totally. It's just like where did CBS find these people? Like where did Robin find these?
I know.
These I mean,
right.
It's so cool. So yeah, I'm like blown away. I can't believe like they didn't catch any of this during the whole entire casting process. And I know I've been through it, Michelle. You've been through it. So I remember they asked you questions like, how do you feel about, you know, racism? How do you feel about diversity? How do you feel about homosexual? How do you feel about this? And you can't tell me that these people didn't say. And if they did, like they lied the whole. Oh, I don't care about it. And in order for them to get into the house, and then they get in here and they totally go against everything.
And it's not just one. It's not just one person.
Yeah.
It's like multiple people.
Yeah.
So it's like,
it
okay.
Is. Yeah,
Chief,
that's what I don't get it. Yes, sir.
I don't know how they can test potential cast members ahead of time to determine that. I'm not a psychologist, but you would assume that there's ways to do that. But it's not just race with her either. She is very
right.
Nasty towards homosexuals in the way she talks.
Yeah.
I mean, using the Q word, the F word with
F-word.
In reference to gays. She also told a story that when she was a senior in college, that she got into a fight with a gay person. She didn't call him gay when she was telling the story. And found out this kid was in a fraternity and actually went to his fraternity and outed him. I mean, that's a kind of...
What a bitch.
She's just nasty. I mean, she's a mean-spirited little girl. Why be that mean-spirited when it appears that she was kind of born with a silver spoon in her mouth? I mean... I don't know why somebody needs to be that mean-spirited when she's beautiful. She doesn't appear to have any problems with money. So she's got everything going for her. Why does she need to be that mean-spirited?
She's just equivalent to a mean girl. Like, you know, we've heard about it. She's just a freaking mean. She's a bully. And she gets, like, there's, like, seriously some under-rooted problem in her life that happened. And she was born probably with a silver spoon. She's beautiful,
yeah.
Right? She's like one
she
of those
is.
Girls that you look at and you walk in a room and she catches your eye. Then you talk to her, and the minute she opens your mouth, you're like, ew, disgusting. You know what I mean?
You know what?
She has nothing in her. She's not. She has no soul.
Go ahead, Chief.
I posted in the Rad Reality group page today that if there was ever a time for Big Brother to pull a double eviction, now would be the time, because I know they're wanting to get Jeremy out, but I would love to see Aaron and Jeremy go out that front door together and get them both out, because they're both bullies and they both need to go. And maybe we would see a little bit of a change. I know that Gina Marie has said things that I really don't like too, and she's driving me crazy too. But if we could get two of them out at once, that would be a great start to getting this house cleared out.
And make sure you have plenty of psychologists ready for them at the door.
Oh, my gosh.
Keith is trying to say something, ladies.
Oh, what I was gonna say is I'm thinking this Erin is like she puts on a facade, because she was representing some all American company, like clothing company. She was like the face of some girly magazine, and she got into the Big Brother house. So I'm under the impression that she knows how to, she carries herself one way in front of, you know, in front of, you know, corporate America. And then when she gets to the side and gets with her friends and gets to her group, then she turns into this mean girl. I believe she was able to slide through the Big Brother casting process, and they probably casted her in the likes of a Jordan. I bet she went through the whole thing. And if you look at her bio, she's this model. She's got this big, beautiful smile. She's representing a wholesome, all-American brand. We definitely got to get this girl in the house. She's the next Jordan. Okay,
we've said that many times, Keith, so thank you for putting
Jordan,
that out.
But she's
that's
not Jordan
that she
at
could,
all.
Absolutely not. So I'm just saying that she knows how to play some game or put on a facade. But now America, thanks to her big mouth, America, she's totally exposed. Like she won't be able to get any work anywhere if I have anything to
well,
do with it.
I know we're talking about Aaron a lot. I have to give almost equal footing to Jeremy and Gina Marie.
Yeah.
They have said some pretty vile things as well. Jeremy has categorized or, you know, in a racial way, in my opinion, African Americans a few times. It just, and he did one yesterday where Howard just had to get up and walk out, walk back into the house. He I think is just more stupid.
And as abrasive as Amanda can be sometimes, I have to give Amanda credit for trying.
I love her.
For trying
her.
To be, you know, do the right thing and say, Aaron, what you're saying is so offensive. What you're saying is hurtful to people in this house. And Aaron was just downright mean to Amanda in her face, saying, you know, what are you saying? You know, she dismissed Amanda and was just rude to her for trying to help her. And I have to give
Jerry,
kudos to Amanda for trying. And Amanda
Jerry,
doesn't even like her.
I don't know. I know. I love that Amanda tried. But I don't know if you saw this on the feed yesterday or not, but Spencer actually sat Aaron down and talked with her about it, kind of in the same way, but in a, you know, a more calm way with her. And she, you know, he even brought up, you know, you could be facing some real problems on the outside, and you need to kind of prepare for that. And
the pot
calling
the kettle black. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he used the homosexual slur.
Because he's going to be finding out what happens too when he gets out. So that's just so funny. How ironic.
I was not done. She was starting. She was starting to cry, you know, thinking about the consequences and all this type of thing. And it was a real nice, helpful conversation from Spencer. She, after that conversation, went into the back room and basically said, Spencer was attacking me, which he didn't attack her at all. There was nothing like that. And she started.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
That girl really needs some psychological help. If somebody can sit her down for a heart-to-heart and really be trying to help her, and then she turns around and says, I'm being attacked. I mean, that's...
She's just bouncing off. She's, like, in defense mode, and she's just not hearing it. She doesn't want to actually accept the fact that she is what these people are calling her, okay? And you know what? This is probably the best thing that's ever happened to her, because when she comes out of the house, there's not going to be any way that she's going to talk her way out of every single interview, every single question, every single comment, every single email, every single Facebook, every single tweet, that she's going to be able to deny, deny, deny. And maybe, you know what, if she can just change from this and be a better person, her life is over unless she can just stand up and maybe turn it around and make something positive out of it. But until she figures out that she needs to accept it and try to figure out how to make it right and to deny, you can deny in that Big Brother house. When you get out in the outside world, they're going to eat her up and spit her out 10 times, a million times over.
I agree with what you were saying and earlier how we made how someone said Jeremy was just stupid. I totally agree with you there because he's American Indian, so he's a minority as well. And then secondly, Gina Marie. Now, for her, I think that we almost everyone almost kind of like blows it off because she has that Jersey Shore like Guido-esque type, and that's just them. Like that's just how like that in that culture they are just outlandish and outspoken and they just say and do. That's why I think no one's really focusing on the way that Gina Marie does. It's almost like second nature to that the hard Italian. I call it the Jersey Shore feel. I don't give it a pass either, but I don't find it nearly as offensive as I find what Erin is doing. And you know, that's just a personal opinion. And no, it's not right what she's doing, but it's almost like accepted because that's just what they do in that culture.
Here is Keith. Here is another thing that was on the feed the other day, and it was talking about Gina Marie, and I don't understand why. But I feel kind of the same as you just said. But she was out in the backyard, and she started throwing around what I have come to find out is almost as bad as the N-word in the Italian community, and she started throwing out Guinea. And McCrae said, oh, my God, Gina Marie, that's really racist comment in the Italian community. She says, oh, really? And she started saying it over and over again. She just doesn't even know.
Yeah, because like it's second nature to them. That's how they roll. So, is it right? Absolutely not. Do I accept it? I mean, I don't accept it, but I'm not nearly as offended as I would be, as I am with the way Erin and with the homosexual comments and things that Spencer's making and Jeremy doing crazy things like that. You don't talk about people like that. I mean, that's their choice. That's what they are. Let it be. I mean, we had a gay cast member in our house, and that's like one of my best friends. I still talk to him all. We talk two, three times a week, myself and LaJuan, and I don't have anything. I would never use that slur with him or to anybody who choose to roll that way. So those guys.
Yes, LaJuan has been on here, and LaJuan has been definitely telling us how he feels. And, you know, that's what it is. Like, you know, when these guys come out of the house, us as the house guests, don't have anything to say, people will do it. I mean, I am not going to just throw them to the wolves and be like, fuck you, da-da-da, if I meet them. I'm going to say hello, let them know that what they did to have us have to kind of defend ourselves because now we're in this bubble because we're BB, Big Brother people, and if nobody watched Big Brother before and they watched this season and you say, oh, you were on Big Brother before, oh, so you erase it, you know, they're just going to, so we have to defend ourselves, all right? And I have no issues with that because I know who I am, but they need to, what they need to be like is, yeah, we get it, because when you're out there and you're facing it, you can either go and hide and put your tail between your legs, or are you going to stand up and say, you know what, put your big girl pants on, put your big boy pants on, own up to it, and tell me what you're going to do to make it better. And I have no problems with opening my arms to them, because you know what, it's a lot to be in that house, you know, and people, that doesn't define who they are. People become different people in there, yes.
Yeah.
To an extent, okay? You know, they're playing emotionally. I played emotionally giving too much of my heart to somebody, not emotionally where I would ever in my life, in my real life, say stuff like the way I said. I will call somebody a fucking bitch, slut, and I'm going to say the C word, yap, cunt, up and down,
right,
before I would ever even think about that. To me...
It would never enter your mind to do that, Michelle.
I am from a place where, you know, we kid around, but the way, the maliciousness of it, because, you know, I'm also, like, from Rhode Island, Gina Marie's from New York, but we have the same, you know, growing up with that kind of, you know, people making comments here and there, you know, and in the long run, we're all in the same boat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So nobody's better than anybody.
Your vocabulary, Michelle. I mean... You don't throw those words on a daily basis. You don't throw those words around.
No, you don't.
You know, to me, I did stuff
and I said stuff in the house that was wrong, but I directed it to that person. Why? Because I'm in the house trying to win $500,000 against this person. Will I talk to them like that outside the house? No, not if there's $500,000 involved. If there is, then yeah. If no, it's a game, moving on. But to sit there and bring people like from like all like millions of people from all walks of life have nothing to do with, you know, the game playing there because you lie, you cheat, you steal. To me, and they continue doing it. Like, okay, I know that people in the house are telling them. Why don't they stop? That's my problem. My problem is, okay, they made a mistake once, twice. How many times can they make a mistake? How many times can they go around, like, beat around the bushes and people tell them direct and people not saying it and, you know, kind of, you know, making it seem like everything's hunky-dory? They know it's not. They still don't get it. That's my problem.
I want to ask you guys a question. This is going in a different direction. How come every time they get a religious person on there, you know, I have a church background, Howard has a church background, Ollie has a church background, and the minute – you know, we say something or we do something, then all of a sudden our religion is just thrown out of the window. But then you think about Dan, who won, you know, he won it in 10 and then finished second, is a big time Jesus got Jesus freak too. And then when he goes and he plays his game the way he does, oh, it's just game. So what's the difference between my religion, Howard's religion, and Dan's religion? How can we get the shaft? Like, they, you guys are like the worst people in the world, and you're a Bible banger, and you know you're.
Thank you.
But Dan did 10 times worse than what we did, and he's hit his game, and everybody just loves him. So is it a race issue in that sense, or is it? Yes, sir.
I hope that's not the case. I look at the fullness of what I've seen of Howard. I look at the fullness of what I saw of Dan. I look at what I believe their true heart is and their true faith is and their commitment. I do not, if he uses that in a game sense, that's his choice. I watch how he does devotions, Howard, this is, every morning. I look at how he goes to some of the house guests who are having trouble and praise with them.
I
don't care if he swears on the Bible or swears on his religion. I look at that as gameplay. I look at his true heart, and
I can see
that he is truly a Christian at heart, and he is trying to be right with his God. So that's my opinion.
Okay. Well, my comment on that is I was against everything that Dan did, and I was very vocal about it. YouTube it, whatever you want to do. I definitely gave it to him. Okay. Howard, he started off and he said that he is, you know, a religious man, that he's going to do things, meaning lying, to get to the end, because he's playing a game. He never, ever said, you know, that he said he wouldn't do anything like immoral, like making out and stuff like that. He always said that, yes, he's going to be probably lying to get by. So he said that from the beginning. So I think that, you know, I don't think he should be really judged by his religion that much, you know, because he's doing it for game purposes.
That's what the house guests are doing. They're ridiculing him now and say they don't trust him. He's always praying. He's always singing. He's always on the Bible. But Dan did the same thing. What's the difference? Like, why is it okay for Dan to do it, but it's not okay for Howard? And even
well, I think
I was
also
13 days. And when you saw me get my key, I got it from the church, and I said, oh yeah, I'm all about the church. And then when I get in the house, I say whispering portions, and all of a sudden I'm just the biggest heathen in the world, and my religion means nothing to me. So I don't get it. Where's our just do?
I don't agree with that. So
okay.
I'm in the same boat as you.
I want to know how far you guys think Julie Chen's eyebrow is going to go up during her interview with Aaron when she has to interview Aaron once Aaron gets out of the house.
Oh, boy. I hope she just
because you know Julie Chen's eyebrow is going to go way
Oh, my God. I'm wondering, like, how far, like, I think at this point, like, Big Brother knows that they need to just kind of put your script to the side and you have to keep airing what's happening and you need to address it to the fullest. It's like, at this point, Big Brother has everything to lose or everything to gain because they are really going to be in a position for next season to, me and Keith already talked about, no newbies, all stars. Hello? Because if they even think about bringing back newbies,
For fan forgiveness, they need to have a throwback season, absolutely.
Hey, I'm curious how, and whatever Julie does, I feel she'll do it in a very classy way, but I wonder if they will have a live audience, because how are they going to control a live audience when she comes out? How are they going to prevent the audience from booing her?
Well, you know what?
Right.
I think that's what they should do. I think they should let it be. Like that. At that point, she needs to understand what the hell's going on, and that's what they feel. That's what they feel. And because they're going to boo her, they're going to probably have to do the five-second delay many times because I don't know if people are going to be yelling out obscenities. That's what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about the boos. I'm worried about if they're going to be saying obscenities.
Yeah, natural reaction. That's what they want. They need to let it just air it.
I think that you've got a good point there, Paul. I think she will get booed, and they may have to, you know, I think that, if you know, if there's a chance of her going out, I think that, you know, there will be that person that goes out and talks to the audience before they go live and say, look, if anybody, you know, yells an obscenity, there will be this consequence. This is live TV, and you will be charged with this offense, disruption of whatever. You know, there's an offense I'm sure they can charge them with if they yell out an obscenity during live TV. And so they will have a discussion with those in the audience and tell them what repercussions will come about if they yell obscenities during. You know, booing is okay. We can't stop you from that. But if you yell an obscenity during airing, you know, this is what's going to happen. And they will tell them, you know, don't let that happen. And they will probably, you know, have a live audience, and there probably will be boos, and that will be her
I think, you know, like, do you know the Keisha birthday, the birthday song that we sang for her?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think it's going to be as awkward of, like claps, like delayed claps, like no clap, like, actually matched up with anybody else's clap, kind of something,
you know,
like that. Like,
Michelle, that would be awesome if she comes out and there's a huge audience and they're dead silent.
Yeah, like, you know, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all, and you can hear a pin drop as she drops her bag. I mean, epicness.
Yeah, and then she sits down. Julie says, "Do you want to know why these people are? Are you curious to know why these people are yelling or clapping?" And then Julie can go right.
Instead of the house guest goodbye messages, there'll be people from America that have sent their videos in, and that's going to be their goodbye messages.
Or Julie,
and then the walls
Julie
will be padded as well. Padded walls.
And the last one will be Zing Bot, giving her a big old zing.
Julie could have a bowl of rice prepared and hand it to her.
Oh, my God. Seriously, I can't even, like, I cannot wait. Like, something happened that Aaron leaves, because this is what is, like, so fucked up, excuse my language, is that people now are, like, waiting at the brinks to see what happens next. That, you know, that... So, you know, it could be good or bad as long as people take it and make it into a positive thing. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
And to see the backlash like, I have not really seen much, like, oh, yeah, go Aaron, as I've seen, like, discussing that.
Right. Absolutely. Hey, guys, it's certainly a topic that we need to be talking about, and it's certainly something that, you know, is all about this season of Big Brother. But let me tell you, for those of you that don't have the feeds, last night was just a hilarious moment when Alyssa and Helen were dressed up as Jersey Girls. And, oh, my God, you're going to have to find that somewhere. Hopefully it'll get aired. But, oh, my God, Alyssa was absolutely hilarious. I don't know if anybody on the phone saw that or not.
I am really liking Alyssa more and more. She's coming out of that, you know, underdog demeanor that she had for so long when she was just being beaten down by everybody in the house in the first few weeks, and she's starting to come out of her shell now. And
I like her. I mean, I from day one, she's good with me.
Yeah, I think she's, you know, she's having more fun in the house and really coming out of her shell, and I just like her a lot. I think she's, you know, she's not Rachel, but she's certainly entertaining, and yeah, I'm enjoying her. I like her and
me
Helen
too.
Both.
Thumbs up. Yep, I agree.
Well,
I agree too. I'm team mom. I think they're awesome. And I think that Alyssa was able to come out of her shell because she hasn't been put up on the block, you know. And she's actually, like, I know she said she couldn't wait to get out of the house and she wanted to get out before jury. So I think she's starting to think that she can do good in this game. My issue is this MVP / America's Favorite / Rachel's Sister /
How long is this going to go on for?
Do we know how far into the game this is going to go on for? Because eventually, as she is right now, you know, kind of like ammo, in the same aspect, I don't know how far in the game she's going to get, but near the end, it's going to probably be her demise unless America starts changing their vote around a little bit. I mean, it's just, I don't like that. I just don't like that part of the game. I like the fact that it's gotten out two strong guys and it's kept her in, but I just don't like it within the game itself.
But you know what? Because I got to disagree with you on that one, Michelle, because I think that that's the one twist that can go throughout the whole season if the MVP actually keeps their mouth shut, because no one will ever know who's the one. There's speculation.
But everybody knows.
Listen. Jeremy said last night on After Dark that McCray has been the MVP 2 weeks in a row. So clearly he's way out of the loop. He don't know. So if Alyssa continues to win, she just don't have to be quiet about it, because that's a twist that they can play that out the whole way through. If the person, the MVP, doesn't say anything. If they keep opening their mouth, yeah, they're going to have to cut it. But if one MVP can get in and just not say anything, that's I like that twist.
Yeah, I'm not too crazy about it. I like it because it's, like I said, it's gotten out kind of like two guys that probably, if they didn't get taken out then, would probably be still there. And, like, you know, the people that aren't strong would be gone. But at the same time, it's like when is it going to end? For me, like, okay, I like it to the point that if it goes to, like, fifth or top five or whatever, at the point where it's not fair anymore.
Michelle, here's the thing. I think it's an interesting twist. I'm glad they tried it. I think it adds a lot more to it. But it basically has rendered the HOH, you know, power is almost gone. And the other thing is, how long can they keep putting three people up on the block?
Right.
Only two people have been evicted. I feel like we've watched this all year long, and only two people have been evicted. I feel like this is like one of those, like, nostalgic things. It's just going and going.
Yes. That three nominees for Vision, that's kind of like goofy. Because and they said they did it to prevent floaters, but that actually makes it easier for a floater. Because if you look at the competition, the person who wins the competition is always going to be considered strong. So once that third person, all the person who you can throw every single competition and then wind up on the block and one of the three evicted nominees, and nobody's going to vote for you because you're not strong. So that makes it easier for the floater to. If you know 2 weeks in a row, the floater up there who's got no votes, zero votes.
You guys,
got zero votes when she's up there.
Speaking of competitions, Keith, how about the hazmat competition last night and Howard getting a chance to throw all that?
throw stuff all over to the air. And that's what he told me he was doing. That was funny. That was hilarious.
He got a face full of milk every time he threw it.
I
thought that poor girl was going to drown in sourdough.
Epic man.
He was trying.
Oh, my goodness. Michelle and Keith,
yes.
We do have a few callers on the switchboard, if you wouldn't mind taking
calls. I know Keith, he wants to talk to some people. I know there's some Keith angels out there, so let's do it.
All right, let's do this.
Bringing it back from the past,
I love
baby.
That, Michelle.
Miss Kansas, how are you?
Oh, let me go, you guys. Let me go. Oh.
Wait, can we say hi first? Can we say hi? Because I feel like this could be a 5-minute tangent.
Hey,
hi,
how are you? Hi, everybody.
Hey, how are you?
All right.
Sherry, I'm glad you're alive. You sounded like death warmed over last night.
Oh, thank you, babe.
All right, tangent. Just let it rip.
I'm glad you have that disclaimer. Glad you got the disclaimer going, you guys, because I'm going to try to watch, but if it comes out, at least you got that going. But first, I got to fill you guys in on one important thing, and that is Aaron's parents. I'm shocked you guys don't know, because this was on the internet. Her mom did an interview, you guys, and there's a reason why Aaron's the way she is and doesn't think she did anything wrong, because her mother doesn't either. And her mother's furious. Her mother is furious that she's being called a racist. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Well,
right?
There's a reason.
Because all of us watch this and think, what the hell are her parents thinking? And even when Candace looked up and said, I hope you guys are proud of the way you raised your daughter.
Yeah,
and I thought, and you don't know how fitting that was. She has no clue, but she was so right to say that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, we think that these people are naive to be thinking at this point in 2013, and they're probably living in a bubble. And people, it happens out there, and it's crazy.
Michelle,
this little bitch thinks
just having a pretty face, and I'm sorry, Paul, I'm going to throw your Minnesota beauty queen in with that, okay? That if you have this beautiful face, you can say whatever the hell you want. And that is the way they think. All they care about is how they look in the damn mirror. I'm sorry. It's true. They can say whatever the hell they want to say. It doesn't matter because they can get by on just the way they look. Well, guess what,
Kansas,
baby? Look safe.
Let me respond when you said, I'm sorry, Paul, you're a Minnesota girl. I have not.
Yeah, you're a Minnesota girl.
Kansas, let me talk. I have not been a fan of Caitlin from early on. So regardless of where she's from, I am not standing by her side. She is not as bad, which doesn't say too much, as some of these people.
Her treatment of Jesse was pretty shitty, you guys.
No,
come
but
on.
she's like the puppet. Like, she's like, and then she thinks she's tough because she has Jeremy. But she, like, I think she, out of all of them, is going to be left last. And she is going to put her tail between her legs, and we're going to see her break down Caitlin's style. cray cray.
And the one person I'm really shocked about, you guys, I thought she was going to be one of my favorites, was Gina Marie. I thought, I love my New York chicks, and I thought she was going to be cool as hell before this show started. And I am so damn disappointed with her, you guys. It's not funny.
I think she got, you know, like when people say they get mixed up with the wrong crowd? I think her heart is right, but I think she just picked the wrong side, and she's just a ride-to-die kind of person, you know? Like, she's like, okay, yeah, this is what I did. It might not be the right decision for me. That's why a lot of people actually kind of like Gina Marie. But she's got to stick with what she actually knows. I mean, it's like, you're, it's like they're like blood, you know? And unfortunately, that's her demise. And also the same aspect of it, like Keith said earlier, I don't think that she means it. She's saying it, yes.
What
it's
about
wrong,
the comment
yes.
she made about the insurance, though, you guys? Come
yeah,
on.
No,
that was
wrong.
Just as bad
it's
as any crappy thing Aaron said.
But,
it's not worse
it's
in some ways.
But in, like, a lot of ways you can also tell she's saying that she was saying things out of, like, craziness, and I know, like...
She's whack. She's a whack job, you guys, with the whole crying.
Yeah.
I mean, let's talk about that for a second. The whole Nick thing. She's
carrying
around and damn
short.
Not
me, River.
Oh, my God, you guys, she's crazy.
I was laughing at my
ass. I mean, this is a 33-year-old woman. Are you kidding me?
People are trying to respond. Sherry, I think I heard you trying to get in there.
I'm sorry. I tried to talk to you last night, Sherry. I wanted to get it out with you, babe.
Down, girl, Candace. Down, girl.
Oh, I'm pissed.
When she was blowing her nose in those shorts.
Really?
Just having that, like, never-ending, just obnoxious breakdown. Over
oh,
this
God.
Guy, she's known for a totality of 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
I was laughing my ass off. I mean, this is a woman
Seriously.
Who is supposed to be, you know, a professional who, you know, is...
Really?
You know, promotes and actually takes on little girls... not ballets, but...
Pageants.
And she not just promotes them, but actually handles the entire thing. And
but that's not the issue, Cherry. The issue is that Nick never actually showed her any interest. And
right,
it's
and
just
she's
so
she's
weird,
like a stalker. I would
she's 33 years it. Old, you guys. She's I mean, come on. She's crying like a high school chick. It's ridiculous.
Could she be like me, cry for 5 minutes, scream, this is for you, Nick, this is for you, Nick, and then move on? Oh, wait, she didn't win anything, so I guess no.
Kansas, we do have some people that are wondering where that interview with Aaron's mom, where did
it was on
that?
Joker's Updates. I'm almost 99% positive. They talked about it because everyone was saying, what's Aaron's parents going to think? Oh, my God, they're going to just die and whatever. And they had it up that the mother did an interview and backed her daughter up and said basically the same kind of crap that Aaron says when she's confronted with being a racist.
Okay.
How dare you? I mean, it's
what
the craziest
was her,
thing.
Wait, Kansas, what was her answer back when they asked her, so if there's nothing wrong with what your daughter said, why did her model agency cut her?
Exactly. She's gonna because they're all going to say this should never have happened. They're not going to accept this. They don't believe that they're racists.
Right.
They
all
don't
right.
think there's anything wrong in what
Kansas.
She said. She doesn't believe there's anything wrong in what she said.
Kansas.
Everyone
Kansas.
Else is wrong.
Kansas, I just needed to know where you found it. I didn't mean to get back
into
it.
Joker's Updates,
Kansas,
you know, where
Kansas.
They have all the different stories.
Right.
Kansas.
Okay.
Kansas. Kansas. Listen to me. Wait, listen to me. We have other people on the line, but I don't know if you've actually ever spoke to Keith from Big Brother 13.
I love Keith.
Is there anything you want to say to him before we kick your ass out of here, baby?
Keith, baby, can I just tell you one thing? I was against Dan, and I did a jig of glee that he didn't win that game last year, okay? So I want you to know I did not think what Dan did was right. Not at all, babe. No.
You know what? I just wanted to comment on the whole Gina Marie thing. Like, I see something totally different. Like, I see a girl who's large in life personality. She wants to make something out of herself on TV. Okay, she's definitely not a racist. I work out with guys like that that are from that culture, and they clown and they make jokes all the time, and it's funny, it's hilarious.
I'll agree with you on this much. I don't think she's a full blown racist either. She made racist comments, but she for one will feel bad. You guys, not unlike Aaron, who's not going to think she did anything wrong. Gina Marie's going to see everything that went down and feel horrible about it. I believe. She'll feel bad about it. Aaron won't,
right,
but Gina Marie will.
Say goodbye, baby. Say goodbye. Thank you so much.
Thank you for letting me air my shit. I feel better. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. We need a Kansas segment just so she can vent. Bye, Kansas. We love you.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye, hon.
That was Kansas the Tornado. That's her name.
We have somebody else I think you'll be so glad to hear from, Michelle.
Oh my gosh! This is a lot. I need love. Woo.
We have Mr. Michael Doyle from Big Brother Whispers. How are you, Michael Doyle?
Doing great, guys. How's everybody?
A nice
Mikey.
Keith, awesome man to have you on the show. Huge fan of yours, of course.
Thank you.
I'm not going to be a Keith Angel, but I'll be a fan of the Keith Angels. How's that?
You can be Keith Angel, can't he? You can be Keith Angel. Why not? Anybody's a Keith Angel. You know? Come on now.
What have you been up to lately, Keith? Anything exciting? Or?
It's funny. You know what? I work. This is my life. I just work out, and I still go to church. But I actually had the opportunity. I won the Chicago's Most Eligible Bachelor on the Steve Harvey Show. It was a national show.
It was
Ali Fedotowsky. She was the bachelorette from season 12 or 13 or something. And then when I got here, that the producers from the bachelorette contacted me and asked me would I be willing to go through the process to be casted on this season's bachelorette, and I would actually be competing this season. So I went and did all of the paperwork, and then I contacted Robin Cass from Big Brother. I asked her, hey, if I go through with this process, would that automatically exclude me from ever returning on Big Brother? She told me, absolutely. That's a competitor. The station is a competitor. So I actually turned down the whole process because it could be a time later on, next season, the season after.
So you could have been the bachelor?
I would have been the
Yeah, that's devotion. That's fan devotion, man.
So
that's the only thing I had going on there, and everything's good, and my life is great, and I'm very thankful for the Big Brother opportunity. And if I ever get the opportunity to play again, I'm still gonna be outlandish and loud and chasing after the girls and doing you know, that's just my personality. That's a large in my personality. So if it happens, it happens. But I'm glad I got somebody who roots for me. Like good to hear that I do have fans out there rather than those who are just saying, oh, he's no good, he's playing a dating game, he's doing this.
You got fans everywhere. What are you talking about, man?
You know, Mike Doyle, hey, Keith, Mike Doyle's from Canada. So you got Canada up in his house?
Of course, and that's the thing, too. I noticed, like, a lot of people, like what you're saying, Keith, we got Amazing Race, and then we have Big Brother Canada. Amazing Race is on a different network, and I'm a huge Big Brother fan, right? And there's a lot of people saying, oh, you should try out for Amazing Race Canada. I'm like, no, man, I'm a devoted Big Brother fan. If I go to another network, you know, that would be looked down upon. So that's like, from a fan aspect, I totally agree with you.
Absolutely, yeah, yep. So,
and all honestly, like, we haven't been getting the feeds in Canada, of course, but, you know, there are ways around it. But Michelle, like,
what are
I'm
your thoughts,
be,
Mikey Pooh?
I'm gonna be honest.
I know you have a lot to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, I won't irate it out or anything. I'm very disappointed in how everything's going. Like, it just brings up a lot of stuff in my past and stuff, like being bullied in high school and all this stuff, you know. And I just, you know, they got to bring that awareness out, too, if that's going on in the house.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, I don't really talk a lot about it, but I've actually never said this before, but I was actually bullied. You know, I was Portuguese, and I was bilingual. My family didn't speak English, and they worked in a factory, and I went to, you know, I, like, kind of lived in, like, a place where, like, your neighbors are doctors, and, you know, we didn't belong where we belonged, and they just used to just be so mean, and I think that's why I'm just, like, so infuriated, which I'm actually kind of, like, okay with how I'm accepting it, because I think that's why, like, this actually is probably, like, I'm going to look at the positive of it. I'm thinking that this is probably the best thing, even though people say this is the worst season, this is the best thing that could possibly happen, is that these are just regular people put in a house that are being filmed 24/7, so we wouldn't have known this unless that was happening. We actually should thank Big Brother for that. And we just had to deal with the whole Paula Deen thing. I mean, she's been around for 26 years, and comments came out, and I think it just shows that maybe this world and this land that we live in are still so locked up in their own, like, closet, like, of what they want to believe, that they won't open up their eyes. And maybe that this is, like, a good thing, even though it's disgusting. I mean, I think we're all learning from each other, knowing, talking about this, sharing conversations, sharing our own past. Like, this is things that we can actually get out. And I think that everybody has probably been bullied somewhat in their life, or maybe been the bully. And maybe I have, too, and I'll be honest, I probably was. So it really makes you really think about stuff. And, you know.
Yeah.
That's the thing I like about this season, too. Like, there's not many things I like about this season, and I'll be honest about that. The good thing is that there's going to be a lot of potential of goodness coming out of this season as a result of the publicity of everything. And, you know, I think if the momentum continues, that a lot of positive things, like Julie is really putting on a lot of good positivity in her shows in the morning and stuff, and if that momentum carries over, I think we'll have a lot of positive stuff that will come out, and you never know, you might see one or two new charities coming out because of this season, and, like, that's my hunch, that's my gut feeling of what's going to happen, and I think that's going to be awesome.
I agree.
Yeah. Certainly opening up a lot of discussion,
Keith,
I think, not only on TV, but around many families.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Terry.
I think it certainly is opening up a lot of discussion, not only on TV, but around, you know, the table, you know, the dining room table of many families, you know, the living room coffee table of many, you know, families around the country, you know, on these deep-seated issues that need to be talked about, you know, being bullies and not being racist and not being homophobic and, you know, and what to say to somebody if you see somebody say the wrong thing, and how to approach it, and how to do it with kindness, and let somebody know that they're saying something that is inappropriate, and, you know, just those discussions that, you know, could be helping so many young people today. And so hopefully there is some good coming out of this in a bad situation. Hopefully there is some good coming out of it in an awkward kind of way, as uncomfortable as it is for us to watch. And it's so sad that there are those few in that bubble in the Big Brother house that are having to endure what they're having to endure right now.
But it just shows how they are so strong that they are actually setting a precedent that they don't even realize what they're doing. And it's so awesome just to see them kind of thinking in their head, okay, this is what America thinks, and making their own judgment to take that step forward, because they don't know. They could think, oh, maybe they're not showing this. Maybe they are, because a lot of them are Big Brother fans. They know. They talk about it all the time. And they probably are in a position right now to think, are they going to show this or are they not? And they're actually stepping above that and stepping out of it and saying, I'm going to stand up for what I think is right. And I think that that's awesome.
Craig Ekman in the chat room just named it perfectly. Craig from Oregon said, it's the season of learning. And I love that.
Yep. Nice. Yep.
I think
and
it is.
Keith, I think you might agree with me here, like regarding Howard. I could see him like doing a very good charity regarding like this season, like just how he's behaving, how he's manning up, and like if I see him, I just want to give him a big bro fist and say, you know, good on you, man. You're totally awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I got to say, he would get a huge hug from me. Hell with the bro fist. I just love that man.
I totally agree.
Howard is awesome. I think I'm like 49-51 with him telling them he was the vote and all that stuff. I understand that he had to do it. And it's the same aspect, maybe he was in too deep. What are you guys' thoughts on the whole kind of, let's kind of like step outside of this kind of bullshit. Let's talk about the game. What do you think about Howard kind of spilling the beans? I understand that he should have, but do you think he was way too deep, he should have ratted it out, or he's an idiot,
you know? You know what? He played the game, what he should have did. This would have worked perfectly. They asked him what he should have did when he went to the bathroom to talk to her. He should have said, listen, I am in an all-male alliance. And the reason why I didn't tell you is because I'm trying to be loyal to them. But Spencer is the one who flipped. I always say Spencer is the one who flipped, and you can't let him know that. You guys, I prayed with you. You guys know how faithful I am. You know, I've been with you till, you know, from the beginning till now. And I bet Alyssa and what Helen would have felt for that, because they were so into Howard, his religion, and how positive he was. I believe they wouldn't have went back. They already didn't like Spencer, so they would, if Howard would have just said that Spencer is the one that said it and is the one that flipped, I voted to keep Alyssa and I didn't want anybody to know, he would have been coasting. He would have still been in their corner, and the alliance would have been broken up and it would have been done. But because he was honest the way he did, he pretty much hung himself now. Like, they don't have any trust in him. And
he would have out of everybody, Keith. Out of everybody, I think that they had the most trust in him. And I think that when he said that, they were like, holy shit, we don't trust nobody. Everybody's done.
Yes, he could have told that lie. Just like I said, he could have told it and flipped it and blamed it on Spencer, and they would have believed him. Because they would have that much confidence and trust, and they would have. He like hung his own self there. I would have told her, listen, yeah, I'm an alliance. You can't say anything, but Spencer is the one that he's the one to turn. I would have kept myself. I would have said, come
would
on.
Would you have had to approach it like, oh, you know, this is information that I'm going to trust you guys with, that Spencer flipped.
Yes, and they would have did that. They would have done that without any problem. If you remember, Jeremy came to Helen and told her about the alliance, and they said, this is between us. And then when she went back and confronted Howard, she never mentioned that Jeremy was the one that told her. So she was gonna. She would have kept her word to him if he would just said Spencer is the one that flipped. I can't believe it. I shouldn't have joined the alliance. But yes,
and she would have known he was telling the truth because he was one of the names of the moving company.
Even if he would have gone ahead and admitted that he was the one that voted for Alyssa, if he would have just admitted that yes, I was part of the moving company, you know.
Yeah,
but that's where he messed up. He wouldn't admit
it. But you know what we haven't
We
haven't even addressed about the moving company. First thing, the moving company moved itself out, number one, bitch. Okay, thank you. And number two, Candace called it from the beginning. So when everything was coming out, Helen was like, this is exactly the conversation. So everybody at that point was done.
the movie company had a flat tire.
Done. They were done. Helen was like, she's such a like a loyal person that once Howard did that, done.
Michelle, you and I can spin that name off so many times. They had a flat tire. Oh, they ran out of gas. Oh, well.
They weren't even able to 2 minutes.
The moving company moved themselves out. They got evicted. Like, done.
That aligns with just as goofy as the regulators. Just from the beginning, if you look at the first person they got out, why the hell did they evict David first? He was not a threat. He was stupid. He was. I don't get it. That should have told us something like that. Why are we going after David? He's not the strongest player. Oh, he's the strongest player in the house.
Were they afraid of his hair?
Yes, exactly. They should know right there. That was the goofiest eviction in the world. That should have told us that put the light on the blinkers on for me right there. Why the hell? This is such a strong alliance you got.
Because they were
You know what they could have done? They could have done this. You know, every time the movie company has failed, now they could play On the Road again.
Yeah.
because that's what my dad used to play every time when we moved in the military. Like every 3 years we moved, he would play that song. I am so sick of that song, but every time somebody else got voted out, just play that song On the Road again.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question? Wait, can I ask you guys a question now? I have been trying not really too kind of stalkerish, but looking around for David or Nick. Have you guys seen them, anywhere? Are they in sequester? What's the word on them?
There was a little article written on David. I don't know if it was the questions that he was answering, but that's it. I don't see any exit or anything.
I think they're in sequester.
They can't be a sequester because when you go into sequester, Julie is not allowed to tell you who voted you out, and she told both the guys who voted them out, so they have to be on their way home.
I don't think it matters because they haven't even none of them have even I've even seen anywhere. They have to be in sequester, don't you guys think?
Because
David, yeah, okay, he might not even know how to tweet, but Nick knows how to tweet.
Nick is a YouTuber too.
Maybe Nick may be in sequester, but Dave is definitely not in sequester because when I got evicted, I went back behind the production. I said, hey, who's the one that voted me out? They're like, no, we can't tell you that because there may be an opportunity where you'll get to play back and get to go back in the game. So you going into sequester. Now they told Julie and they told the first two right away who voted them out, who was against them, and Julie even said, she said, you guys are going home, so I'm free to tell you who did what, and that's what happened. And I have seen interviews with both David.
David asked who was the MVP, and she said, you'll have enough time to go home and watch it. She actually didn't say it. So actually, they might be in sequester.
She told Nick who voted him out, though. She said Howard was with. She said McCray flipped, and she said Spencer flipped, and Howard was on your side.
Yeah, I've seen interviews with Nick. I have.
Okay, so does anybody know if they have Twitter? Do they have Twitter? Does anybody know that?
I said that.
I don't know.
Don't they suspend that though?
No, I mean, if the first four get out, unless they're in sequester, they're down to do whatever.
Really?
I'm sorry, I shouldn't say the first four because this season is going to be different. But anybody before my season, I know that they were just talking shit all over the radio. So,
I've seen interviews with both Nick and David since the show.
Keith, I don't want to put you in that category because I think that you got fucking screwed. But were you able to communicate after you got out of the house, probably a couple of days later?
No, in sequester. No, I went right into sequester and was in there for 4 weeks, and then I couldn't
talk
to anybody.
That must have been awesome.
The longest sequester, I was sequestered the longest. Everybody thought that I was gone home, and then when
Shut
I got back in the house. But a vote, I couldn't talk to anybody. I tried. They said, no, you're still in the game. You're just not going to be on TV. That's what they told me.
Michelle, can I bring up another caller?
All right,
can
I'm going to start
surely...
off.
Bye, Mikey Poo Poo.
All right.
Thank you,
okay,
man.
Okay, Keith, take it easy, man.
Go Canada.
Yeah, eh?
Eh?
That was for you.
It sure was.
I have
do something here real quick.
Hey, Michelle, why did you never? I've been texting you all the time. Were you so busy? You never answer my phone calls. What are you doing? I'm like, hell, I got to see your penis for you to answer the phone. For your penis
picture. Is this really on the radio right now?
Keith, if you want, you can message me, man. Don't worry.
Oh my God! Is this? Are we live? Are we live?
Oh man, come on! You gotta have a sense of humor on this show, eh?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh my God! I love you, Keith.
All right, guys, take it easy.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God, that was off the freaking hook, Keith. You just there you go, Keith Angel. Bye. Oh my God, that was too funny.
Well,
you got to hear first. That was live, yeah.
Okay. I did just extend the show, so anybody listening, if by chance your sound goes out in just a moment, just refresh and you'll get your sound back. We're going to bring up another caller right now. We have with us Mr. Chi-Town Joe.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Keith. My neighbor to the north.
That's right.
Not too far. I do want to let you know, Michelle, that I already have voted for you for next year. For the
All-Star. What do you mean?
For All-Stars.
How did you vote for me already?
Because we were talking about it earlier, and people were saying that nobody next year absolutely has to be All-Stars.
It's definitely All-Stars.
It has to be from season six up.
Okay, so who do you think is going to be in it? So tell us. What did you guys talk about? God damn it. Let us know.
Well, I think because you guys know each other, and to be quite honest, half of this house this year probably won't be accepted too well by the other prior house guests, you know, because
they probably wouldn't be allowed anyway.
Yeah, because they're not going to go anywhere. They're not going to be invited to anything, you know. And you, like you were saying earlier, I mean, you guys are sticking up for them and for yourselves. I mean, there's a lot of bad stuff going on the internet where they're digging shit up on people that they shouldn't. They're going in and they're ripping apart Marcellus about in season two about the how he didn't know how to use the veto, you know, and he's pissed, you know, and they're going after Maddie, they're going after everybody, you know, so you know, it's just a shame, it's just a dirty shame.
Where did you go on to the site? You guys said that you were picking like. So did you guys vote for, like, an all-star team? What would be your
No, they haven't started. I'll be honest.
I think that there should be 100 million% all-stars next year if they know what's good for them, if they would continue to be Big Brother.
I think it has to be. There has to be an all-star team. And the people that I were talking to said, who would you vote for? And I got the first vote in, and I said you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
But you gotta tell Robin to let you bring in a box of red wine with you this time.
I think they will have like it coming from like the ceilings, like out of like a tube, and it will be like just inserted in my mouth every 5 feet in the house.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
It's besides myself. I'm even kind of depressed about Helen and how she's been playing this week. Her HOH.
Yeah, she's playing good. What are you talking about?
Well, I think she kind of throws it in people's face a little bit. I think they have to change the MVP. They have to change it, like HOH law. You know. Where
yeah,
you
I
only
agree.
Quit
I'm
one
like
week.
Old of this like MVP thing. I'm just like, okay, at least it's finally safe. Let's move on.
What's great, Michelle, this year is they're selling the HOH coats and the bath towels finally this year. $85 for an HOH thing.
House robe.
They need to give me $85 and I'll sport that thing around with my unitard.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is that guess what, you guys? We are here. We're talking with Mr. Keith from Big Brother 13. Miss Portuguese Princess from Providence, BB10. Cherry and Paul and Joe Arnold is on right now. And you know what we're talking about? Guess what? Everything we don't want to talk about. We're talking about Big Brother. This is what's going down, all right? We need to accept what's going on. We need to be positive. Let's turn this frown upside down. We all have the power. We have networking. We have people that listen to us. We have retweeting, retwatting, whatever you want to talk about, Facebook, sharing. We can make this turn into something that can be so great.
Well,
so
I thought maybe what I'm going to start to do is I'm going to put up a page for BB16 All-Stars and see where that goes. Because I have a new Facebook friend you might know, Michelle, that works with Robin, named Joe.
Maybe.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about, right? And I can send all that crap over to them.
I'm under contract, sorry.
Okay, yeah, I understand. But hey, maybe we get your mom on next year. That'd be great.
So, you guys, I just want to say Margarita Costa, my mom Dukes, Mama Costa. Go friend her on Facebook. She is a monster, and she loves to talk about BB. And she'll tell you her Portuguese ass is thinking, and she is no holds barred. So go to Margarita Costa, M-A-R-G. Wait, Margarita. You guys know that's from my mama's name.
If it was a wine, you'd be able to spell it, but
Margarita, M-A-R-G-R-I-D-A Costa, because she is a maniac, and you guys all know that are friends with her right now that are listening. Team Mama Costa, it's like Joan Rivers. We do the salute. Salute, Mama Costa. Everybody?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Mama
so,
Costa.
Mr. Keith.
Yes.
Mr. Keith, I love you, Keithy. Listen, can I ask you something? Okay.
Yeah.
So, am I a Keith Angel?
Absolutely.
Yay.
You are the way to win in Vegas. What are you talking about, dog?
Oh God, goodness gracious. The minute me and Keith met, he said I was an honorary angel. I was like, yeah, duh, what took you so long? It's been 1 second. But Mr. Keith, we wanna know, like, what's your last thoughts? What do you have coming up? And when will you come back on Manic Mondays? Because we just love you.
My overall thought process on the whole thing is everything that they're saying and doing is absolutely wrong. I don't agree with it. But we gotta allow them to say and do what they want to say. And we have to realize that these are house guests who were cast and they knew what they were getting themselves into. And ultimately, they will pay the price once they get out of the house. When they go out to their towns and their communities and their jobs, without Big Brother per se having anything to do with their just do, so they'll get there. So just let them do what they do, and we just have to rise above it. Next, I don't really have anything brewing in the pot. Just working out, going to church, and staying true to myself. And I'm still a single guy, and I'm just out on the move and hoping, fingers crossed, that they actually do next season. not only they mix it up kind of way where they can have five or six first outs have the opportunity to get back in the house, all stars, and then just fan favorites. So where they in the poll they may say, hey, let's go with these five first outs. Would you want to have them voted back in the house? These six all stars, or these seven fan favorites, or these three first outs, or these two first outs. Even if they give the first outs the opportunity to get in the mix with the all stars, I think that would be an amazing opportunity as well. And I guarantee you, if they did that, I'd definitely be going back in the house. So,
Keith, you want to do final two right now? You want to do final two? You and me?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And then we shared
Nobody else knows. You and me, final two.
Wait a minute. Everybody, don't listen. They're making an alliance, and so we don't want people to know about it.
Final
hey,
two.
Keith, I'm
yes,
sorry,
sir.
But I really picked up on this. I'm still single. I would never have guessed that. Are you doing that on purpose so that you can go into All Stars as a single guy?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm dating out there, man. We get you talk about fighting. I had these girls fighting over me. So if I get back in that house, you would
there
see
you
me.
Go.
Yeah, it'll be more than just, you know, racial. So get off of that. They're going to be fighting over the song. Whoever wants. Who wants
whoa.
To see something? I know how I am. If I like someone, if I see someone, then I'm going to just definitely want to be on that all summer. So,
speaking of.
I better not
like,
be in the house then. Shit.
Uh-oh. That threatens you, Michelle, right? Now,
yeah,
Keith.
I mean, come on. Obviously, the way Keith's been talking, he can't even just stop thinking about me.
Yeah, Keith, I hope I don't put you on the spot here, but as you watch Candace and Howard start getting a little closer, are you a little jealous of Howard?
I called it. Go ahead.
I'm a total ass man, so absolutely. That chick has like that. This season,
good Lord,
that, like,
she's got a bootay.
So, I mean, that was me. I'd be sleeping in a bed with her, like squeezing her butt, like every chance that I got. So I hope he's doing it. Hopefully he's being a man, and he's in the bed, and he's getting
like
his grope on every now and again. Cause I was
oh, my God.
That's what
Keith.
I was
all right, let's just, do you want to just, like, get yourself out of this rubbernecker? You're in a rubbernecker right now, if you know what I mean. So rubberneck your way out of it, baby.
Okay, well, I'm glad to do the show, and, you know, I'm always serious.
We love you. Will you come back on, babe? And, like, if you have anything else that you want to talk shit about, you can come back on here and talk shit. How's that?
Absolutely, guys. Thank you for having me. I'll definitely be back on.
Thanks, Keith.
I adore you, babe. Thank you.
Yep. You guys have
a good
night.
Bye, honey. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care. God bless.
Bless you, too.
Yeehaw!
Alrighty. You guys have held on to your saddle, and you guys basically have taken a couple of dumps. But guess what? We have reached our ending point, which, like I said, we are always up and down and all about. But that's what's going down on Manic Mondays. But thank you to the Big Brother 15 cast for being a bunch of fucking psychos and allowing us to be able to teach each other what our experiences are, to learn that what is right and wrong in a human atmosphere. If you're a hidden person who feels a certain way, or vice versa, if you're very apt to say how you feel, this is exactly what we should be doing right now. Let's embrace the moment. Let's embrace that CBS has actually taken the saddles on this and moved forward, because we didn't really know what was going to go on. We didn't realize that they were going to continue with this. And as humans, as people that want to see our show, Big Brother, not be scarred by this, but let's be positive and let's make an effort to move forward. No, they should not be kicked out. Do I think that they're right to be there? No. But I do think it's right for people to see how they are in person. And yes, this is 24 hours a day. okay?
Oh my God.
Let's think. No, we have to really think about it, Paul.
No,
like, we have to say,
because
people like kick them out. And you know what? No, don't kick them out.
Michelle,
this is what they need to see.
I was not laughing at what you were just saying. I was laughing at a comment that Carrie made in the chat room.
Do you want to share? Because it's kind of rude.
No, people were speculating what's going to be like when all the guys are gone, because it looks like it's going to be all women, and wondering what they were going to do.
There's going to be mattresses flipping.
And Carrie said, cat fight, that's what they'll do.
Yeah. No, that's funny. I'm having issues with my chat room. I haven't been able to get on in like 4 weeks. I don't know what's going on.
Anyway, I'm sorry, but
I say more.
No, don't worry about it, Paul. No, I'm
Here's
just saying, like, I'm just trying to be positive about this whole crap. Like, I get really upset with it, but I need to think, like, it's actually changing each one of us as a person, as a human. And I want us to all be like, okay, let's try to figure this out in our own way. Let's not get bullied, let's get pushed, but we need to all figure out how we feel about the situation, and then we need to know if we need to grow or if we maybe are verging on the wrong side of things. I mean, I don't know. It's just like, it's really disgusting to me, and I'm just really trying to be positive, I guess.
I think it's hard in the midst of us watching it, Michelle, but you just mentioned it now, and Keith did as well, that there could be a lot of positive things that come out of it. It was a horrendous thing that happened to Shelly in her season, and look how she has become an advocate for bullying. I mean, I just hope that it does come out positive, and I think maybe even these discussions we're having right now are positive.
I agree, you know, and I think that there's discussions, as I've said, you know, a few times tonight, all over this country. I think it's causing these discussions to happen amongst families, amongst friends,
yep.
And, you know, that's a good thing. These discussions need to happen, and we need to be aware of, you know, the hurtful things that can be said that sometimes people don't think about, and...
Yep.
And you need to be aware of how to stand up and say something to somebody if you do hear somebody say something like that, and approach them and say, you know, hey, that wasn't right, you know. And
right.
So, you know, hopefully there is good things coming out of this, and I am glad CBS is airing it. And, you know, I don't know how things are going to be for some of these people when they get out of the house, but I hope they can – you know, look in the mirror, look deep in their hearts, and find change and turn into a better person for this experience. And, you know, maybe that's what they needed. Maybe this is a stepping stone, a learning tool that they needed in their lives that will turn them around, and they will become a much better person for this. You know,
well, let's pray for
hope.
That to happen.
I'll be honest. I don't give a crap if it gives them a kick in the ass.
Let's hope it does.
Because I'm going to try to rap like Cherry did in the beginning, but I'm going to freestyle. These house guests live within the house. They don't realize there's things outside the house that are creeping like a mouse. Their demise will set in. Let's just hope their heart will be fulfilled and win. Why? Because in the long run, there's nobody that wins. Maybe everybody loses, but in the long run, everybody will win. It didn't really rhyme, but I'm going back on the kind of, like, I feel like as negative as it's been coming out, really nobody has addressed the fact that there's something to learn about it. And we all know going through the things that we go through with terrorism and stuff, it doesn't really affect anybody until something happens, and then we react. And we're reacting right now.
That's right.
Well, great show,
so,
guys.
In the long run, everybody will win. Everybody will win, hopefully.
I do have a big announcement for our Thursday show. I want to make sure that everybody joins us for our Thursday Big Brother 15 roundtable show. We have two guests coming up on Thursday. We have Mr. Dennis Luciani will be joining us, and also Danielle Alexis Murphy will be joining us.
Holy cow.
Right.
Wait, Danielle?
Danielle will be joining us on Thursday.
From
so,
last season?
No,
from
Murphy.
Last season.
Murphy. Dan's coach. Last season.
Yes.
Danielle from last season, that's what I just said.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So we're going to have...
Whoa.
Two
That's
big guests
good.
On Thursday with Michael Cowboy Ellis.
And remember what he says, Jerry, and the best hour and a half you'll never get back.
At 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Pacific, right after the Big Brother Live Eviction Show. Make sure you log in and join us. It's going to be a great show. So wanted to make sure that I got that in before we close. It's been a great night with Michelle Costa, Keith Henderson, and April from Big Brother 10. I can't believe we had April on tonight. What a surprise.
Well,
so,
you know how I roll. That's what I'm just saying. You guys listen every week. I didn't even know she was calling in, okay, people? I send a message out, and this is what happens. So stay tuned. Because I know Paul, Cherry, and Joe are like, who's going to be on next week? And I know they got questions for them. So bring it on.
Just keep sending those messages out, Michelle.
I will. And let her flip my bed. That's what I'm saying. That's my ending quote for the day.
Here you go, Michelle. What you going to do about it, girl?
Oh, yeah, Shaniqua? Shaniqua is going to come up Portuguese style in your fucking ass. I'm going to park my car on your fucking head. I'm going to smack the shit out of you while I'm drinking my coffee, bitch. Sorry, I am
oh,
let her do that shit to me because I would just go off.
Oh, Whew. My gosh.
Good Lord, I'm actually, like, sweating.
She'd
Good
be eating that bed.
She'd be eating the crabs.
She'd be begging for slop because she'd be eating
I'd be eating them crabs while the crabs be eating her. I'd be like, Aaron and crabs, they like pancakes and chicken. Oh, waffles and chicken.
Oh,
you know what
my
I'm saying?
Goodness. Mm, okay, well, with that in mind,
like
I want
lemon
to
thank
everybody for joining us. It's always epic on Manic Mondays. Thank everyone for joining us tonight. Make sure you're here next Monday to see who Michelle has brought on as her special guest on Manic Mondays. It's always a good time. And as you can tell, she doesn't hold anything back. So 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, Manic Mondays. Be here. Don't miss it. And 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on Thursdays. Be here for Big Brother 15 Roundtable Show with Michael Cowboy Ellis, and I'll say it again, Dennis Luciani and Danielle Alexis Murphy will be here this week to join us as special guests. I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. Everyone, have a great week. We'll talk to you Thursday. Here's Ron to close the show.
Tonight, it was a great show, and I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
That's right. I love you in a place where there's no space and time. Thank you. love you for my life. Darling, you're a friend of mine. When my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone, and I was singing this song for you. We were alone, and I was singing this song for you. We were alone, and I was singing this song. Singing a song for you.
So, thank you guys. Love you.
Love you, Michelle. Thank you so much. Take care, babe.
Love you too, Mama. I will see you guys next week. Much love.
Much love. God bless everyone. Good night. That's a wrap.